Shortly after Christmas, my sister and I entered a major store. Our eyes widened and our eyebrows furrowed as we tried to make sense out of a nonsensical combination of leftover Christmas merchandise, Valentine's Day gifts, St. Patrick's Day products, and Easter decorations. Talk about a visual clash. The marketers seemed overvigorous, to say the least. Hurry, hurry to the next holiday is the message. I think you know what I'm talking about. And yet, even though this happens all the time, the cycle never satisfactorily finishes. Then, on top of the conglomeration of merchandise, big marketing for self-improvement products flood the store and media galore. The message? Buy this and be happy. Feel significant. In every heart, a desire for happiness and significance exists. Marketing experts tap into the fact that every new year prompts people to reflect on and attempt to perfect their lives. But it never, ever satisfies the soul. One of the ways that people get into this vicious cycle is to stay super busy without time to think about it. So we're going to focus, as we begin this new year, we're going to focus on exiting the craziness and entering Christ's peace. Today, instead of focusing solely on the material and physical goals, let us focus on the Savior of our souls. Hey, I know we're supposed to set good goals for physical health, etc., but it shouldn't be the sole foundation for our lives. We need Jesus as our soul's foundation. Fact. When we're heavenly minded, we do more earthly good, which extends into eternity for His kingdom and for His glory. Think about that. Today, talk with Jesus. Ask Him to help you love Him and others, even as you receive His love for you. Share His story and make history in 2015. Let's focus on God's Word together, and as I like to say, take God's word for it. Quote, "And the world passes away and disappears, and with it the forbidden cravings, the passionate desires, the lust of it. But he who does the will of God and carries out His purposes in his life abides, remains forever." That was 1 John 2:17. And then I'll conclude with 2 Corinthians 5:14 through 15. "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." Before we pray, I'll share the prayer tip of the week. Let's take a moment to ask ourselves, are God's greatest commandments our greatest priorities? Let's ask the Lord to help us love Him and love others as He commands, even as we accept His abundant, just beyond comprehension, love that He has for us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us no matter what. We thank you that we can trust in you completely. We can hand over the things of the past, the things of the present, and the things of the future. We thank you that you hold us, that you love us. Once we know you as Savior and Lord, we are saved. And we can just enter your peace and experience your presence, and we just praise you for that. We thank you for that. I also pray with those who have not yet done this this thing called relying on you for eternal life. I pray with them right now that they would receive you, that they would accept you as Savior and Lord. I pray with them right now. We just turn from our sins. We repent. We believe that you, Lord Jesus, died on the cross personally for us, bore our sins, bore our punishment on the cross, and then conquered sin and death, rising again from the grave. We rely on what you did on the cross, not on what we do, as in good works. We receive you, Jesus. We welcome you in our hearts, in our lives. Please rule our lives. We rely on you for salvation. We confess you as Savior and Lord. We thank you so much for being willing to indwell us. And Lord, I pray for all praying pals that you would draw them close to yourself. We pray for each prayer request and ask for your best for each prayer request. And Lord, I just pray for every listener right now to sense your presence, to interact with you, to love you. Help us to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength, and love others as ourselves. We can't do this by ourselves. We need you, Lord Jesus, to do the work through us. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have prayer requests, feel free to send them 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And remember, no matter what, Jesus still loves you. Talk with him. Rely on him. Love him. Let's tell him that we love him this week through action and through words. Sound good? I hope so. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you, my friends.